That's another Friday, and hey, we're going to look forward on this week's Injury of the Week segment to a big game for the Cavaliers as they find themselves down 0-2, and they were down three very important players in Game 2. So we're joined here this morning by Dr. Mark Plumbee of First Settlement Orthopedics once again. Doc, how you doing?
Doing well, Sean. How you?
Well, I would be better if the Cavaliers come out with a win tonight. And let's go down this laundry list of injuries that's kind of built up. Evan Mobley, an ankle sprain. And I feel like that unfortunately happens more than we know about, more than we see, and sometimes it's pretty bad. But an ankle sprain, those can be pretty bad news.
Yeah, it's incredibly common. One of the more common things I see in my clinic. It's got a spectrum of injuries from a low grade to a high grade, usually grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. What happens, the ankle usually rolls in, and you stretch some of the ligaments, the ATFL, CFL, and those are the two most common ligaments that are actually torn. So when you hear somebody that they sprain their ankle, those ligaments are usually torn. And immediately you'll look down at the ankle, they're limping, and you start developing some swelling. So you know you really did something bad. But how bad is graded on if you're able to walk on it? That's usually a grade 1. If you're kind of hobbling, it's a grade 2. And most of the real bad ones are the ones where you can't walk on it. Those are grade 3. And the grading helps guide the treatment. So obviously the grade 1s aren't as bad. Usually, I tell my athletes about a 2-week recovery. Start some mobilization of the ankle, start weight bearing as soon as they can, and then get a lace-up ankle brace, work on some strengthening. Those grade 2, usually 2 to 4 weeks, and then the grade 3, higher grade ones, can often be a season ender.
Yeah, absolutely, and I feel like we've seen that ankle injury take the seasons of many a great player, and speaking of some great players, Darius Garland again out in Game 2. We'll see what his status is for Game 3. His issue is a toe injury. If I'm not mistaken, it's a toe sprain, and I'm not sure if we've really touched a whole lot on these, but the toe sprain is something that can keep guys out just as much as some of these other injuries we have talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard. You know, I'm speculating on based off of what kind of sprain it is, because there's a lot of ligaments around any joint in our body, and depending on where the injury is dictates what the kind of sprain is. One common location we hear of being injured is the bottom of the foot, turf toe. There's a strong ligament in the bottom of the toe where you can sprain or even tear when it's at its most extreme. And again, you know, it depends on how bad that tear is, dictates on how bad the sprain is, and will also dictate recovery time. So, you know, we're looking at maybe for this guy, maybe a couple weeks. It sounds like he's kind of resting. It sounds like maybe if this was kind of a season, in-season type of injury, they would sit him out. But given that it's the playoffs, I think he's more pressured to play. So it's something that probably is just going to take some time and rest. Obviously, if you get off it, it's going to be a speedier recovery, but he's probably just going to have to play through it. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah, we'll see, and hopefully he gets back out there in a Game 3. And then when we look at DeAndre Hunter, a midseason acquisition for this Cavs team, a dislocated thumb. Now, I didn't see if there was any kind of ligament damage or anything involved in that, but when a dislocation happens, I don't feel like it's all that often maybe that we see guys miss a whole lot of time from it. But pretty incredible there that he did finish out that game.
Mm-hmm. So finger injuries, you know, there's a lot of mobility to the finger, so that the reason why there's a little bit more laxity to the joint. So those ligaments aren't as taut as some of the other joints, and then, you know, maybe make it susceptible to the dislocation. You know, fortunately, he's able to get it reduced and get back in there. Sometimes these dislocations associated with fracture are much more painful. It's really hard to reduce those. So just getting it reduced as quickly as possible, taking the pressure off the joint, is very critical to getting the patient player back on the court. And then as far as when you get it reduced, you test it and see if it's stable. If that joint doesn't pop back out, mm-hmm. then it's a stable injury. And then usually how tough the kid is, how tough the athlete is, you let them go.
Yeah, shoulder dislocations or something I feel like we see in the broadcast booth a few times during high school football season.
Absolutely.
See those get popped back in and kids right back out there. Oh, there's a whole lot of ways you can hurt yourself. And with the help of Dr. Mark Plumbey here every Friday morning, we're going to chat about them all. So maybe we do it a little less. Doc, thank you so much, as always, for spending some time with us on a Friday.
No problem. Happy to be here. Thanks, Sean.
And that's another injury of the week. Let's get back to it. A sports update around the corner. We'll have more sports action for you on WMOA.